Next week, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief Jason Rezaian goes on trial in Iran for espionage. He's the dual Iranian-U.S. citizen who was arrested with his wife and two photographers last summer at his home in Tehran. The others were released. Jason's been held since then in Iran's notorious Evin prison, where political prisoners are held and tortured. He's only been allowed one meeting with his attorney, who says his wife will also be on trial with him. There are two other Iranian-Americans also being detained in Iran, and they've all become the center of a debate over whether demands for their release should be tied to the Iranian nuclear talks. Rezaian's editor at The Post is Douglas Gell, and he joins us now from their studios in Washington. And Doug, safe to say, nerves have been a little on edge at your paper.
This is really a serious and alarming time. Jason faces grave charges in an Iranian court. We don't yet know whether the hearing will be open or closed, and the consequences are significant. We hope this will focus the mind of the U.S. government, of all who are watching around the world, to demand that Iran give Jason the kind of fair, open, and transparent trial he's entitled to.
Well, as you well know, Iran says that he somehow violated state security. Do you have any idea what that might have been? They say he made statements. Do you have any idea what he was reporting on and what might have been interpreted that way?
There's no indication that there's any evidence whatsoever to support these allegations of espionage. We don't know exactly what Iran is alleging. The case file remains closed. Even the nature of the charges has not been publicly disclosed. But we can say that there's simply nothing to substantiate the idea that Jason was doing anything wrong whatsoever. He was working as an accredited journalist. He was gathering facts. He was doing what journalists do, and he's ended up in jail for 300 days now facing very, very serious charges.
What is the punishment for espionage in Iran?
The charges that Jason faced carry a maximum of between 10 and 20 years in prison.
Well, Iran analyst Mehdi Halaghi of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says he thinks Jason was arrested because the Iranian government, when it arrests dual nationals, he's an Iranian-American, wants something in exchange. Now, as you well know, there's, you know, a political battle surrounding these detentions, not just of Jason, but of an Iranian-American pastor and a former Marine visiting family in Iran. He's also detained. There are calls for the nuclear deal to be contingent on their release. Presidential aspirant Marco Rubio is one of those making that call. Do you think this is about that deal?
It's really impossible to know what's going on in the minds of the Iranians who are responsible for Jason. I think we can all think ourselves silly by trying to come up with hypotheses. Our focus is squarely on Jason and on winning his release. We're reaching out to everyone who can possibly help, whether it's the U.S. government, other governments around the world, and to ordinary people, 430,000 of whom have now signed a petition on change.org calling for his release.
Well, there are actually family members of some of the others who have been arrested in Iran who say that they don't want them to be bargaining chips because it comes with the whiff that they did something wrong. And so that's the only way they can be released in some sort of exchange. They want an outright release. What kind of leverage do you have?
You know, I don't think we have a whole lot of leverage. I'm not sure the U.S. government has a whole lot of leverage. I think what we all need to expect, though, is that Iran live up to its obligations to proceed in a fair and just fashion. Iran has said that it is a country that lives up to its obligations, that wants to reach a nuclear deal with the United States. I think it's important that it demonstrate that it is credible and fair and open about its handling of cases of this profile.
Is there any chance that there might be some kind of outside observer? I know that there were calls from the paper for some kind of representative maybe from another country to be there to just see what's going on.
We just don't know at this moment. This is a court that usually carries out its proceedings behind closed doors. We have asked, and the U.S. government has asked, that the trial be open. We have also sought a visa that would allow me, as a senior editor of The Post, to attend the trial and monitor it. Jason's mother, Mary Rezaian, is in Tehran at the moment. She's also hoping to attend the trial. We just don't know whether that will be possible, but we believe that it would be in Iran's interest to show that it can carry out these proceedings in a fair and open fashion.
What do we know about Jason Rezaian's health?
You know, this has been a difficult time for him. He's been behind bars for 300 days. A lot of that has been in solitary confinement. The conditions have been quite difficult at times, including some severe interrogation. I think the conditions are better now, but still both his physical and mental health remain of big concern to us and to his family.
Douglas Gell, foreign editor at The Washington Post, talking about his colleague, the Post Tehran bureau chief Jason Rezaian, who, as he says, has been under arrest in Iran for 300 days. His trial begins next week. Doug, thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks so much.